what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to be talking a lot of local sports over the next couple of days here on the show, and today we're going to focus on the high school scene. It was widely known throughout the community that Emory High School was looking for a new boys basketball coach, with Coach Todd Jeffs retiring after 32 years at the helm and leaving quite the legacy at Emory. And now we have that replacement, head coach Jeff Cincinnaros, well known throughout the community. And Coach Cincinnaros is joining us right now in the studio. Coach, I appreciate you taking out the time. Thank you.
Jordan, thanks for getting me in today. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. First off, congratulations. I know it's a new era of Emory High School basketball, and it's extremely exciting to have you along.
It is, and I do appreciate that. It's going to be definitely a new face. I mean, Coach Jeffs was there for such a long time, dating back to when I was in high school, and has done such a remarkable job with the program. You know, I've talked about this with a lot of people way before he even decided to retire, that these are such big shoes to step in and try and fill at this program. But it's an exciting time for me to try and go back over to Emory, where I graduated and played my high school career at, and see what I can do with that program and maintain, you know, what they've been doing. The tradition that they have there is remarkable. It goes back to before I played and has continued all the way up to today. And that's my main focus, is to continue that tradition of working hard and just moving kids on and preparing them for what's next in their lives. And I'm excited for it.
You had so much success at Emory High School as a player. I know you accomplished a lot of great things going back to 86, 87, 88 when you played at Emory. And now just knowing that you have an opportunity to go back and coach and take over for the coach that coached you when you were there, I mean, it's a unique situation.
It really is. I mean, I've thought about that a lot. Obviously thought about it a lot while I was, you know, even a coach at Carbon. You know, what would it be like to go back and coach at that school? And you know, while I was the head basketball coach or the assistant coach at Carbon, I mean, you always are coaching your team to win every game, and that, you know, that didn't change when we played Emory, but you're always looking at that program, knowing what they're about and what they do, and it's exciting. And again, it's I use that word tradition a lot, but it's really what it is. The kids have been brought up to work hard. They know if they do, they're going to get good results out of what they're doing. And you know, I'm just blessed with the opportunity to be able to go over there and continue something that's already been presented before me, and just hopefully I can step in and maintain what they have been doing.
Now, Coach, you're definitely known as a baseball guy in the community. I mean, you've coached the Helper American Legion team for 3 decades. Right now, you're the current manager for the Carbon High School baseball team. You did have a stint as Carbon's basketball coach, and you step away from it for a little while. And I said this many times on the show, it doesn't matter which coach I'm talking to, there's just something different about the game of basketball, specifically at the high school level. What did you miss most about it that made you say, okay, I'm ready for a second go around and I want to get back into basketball?
I've missed the hands-on every day with your players. It's a lot different than it is at the baseball scene. Not that you don't have hands-on with your guys, but you know, you're running plays, you're putting in, you know, philosophies, you're doing a lot of different things at the basketball level, especially at this high school level, that you're going to see such a big reward in your kids if they buy into what you're doing. And that's the thing I miss the most. I mean, I loved basketball as a player. You know, it was probably my favorite sport in high school. Didn't get a chance to play it after high school, ended up playing college baseball, but basketball has always been something that I've truly loved, and I just feel it's a more hands-on perspective for me as a coach. And I love baseball, and I'm going to continue to coach baseball. I mean, I'm sure we'll probably touch on that, but, you know, as far as Carbon High School and everything, I mean, that's still something I have planned, is to be the head baseball coach at Carbon, and I'm excited about that opportunity also. But the hands-on approach for basketball is just something that I've truly missed.
Yeah, it's definitely unique, as you mentioned, still being the manager of Carbon Baseball. I don't know that I've ever really seen a scenario where a coach is leading a sport at two different schools, but one of the things I've always appreciated about you, Coach, is the fact that you've always said, Carbon and Emory, we are one. We got to work together. These kids play together in the offseason. These kids share the battlefield throughout you know, the offseason, be it baseball, basketball, football. It doesn't matter. These kids are friends. You've always put a big emphasis on including both Carbon and Emory.
I've always felt that way. I mean, obviously growing up in Emory County, And then coming over to Carbon County, where I've been, you know, my whole adult life up to this point, I truly believe that neither one of our communities survive without the other. And we're such a small area. I've been told many times, and could you imagine if we put one high school between the two of us and competed at a 4A or 5A level, the amount of titles and the amount of good things we would do? You know, when you look at some of how big these schools are up north, I mean, we would compete and dominate just as well as anybody. We have those type of people in our community. We have hard workers from Carbon who go to Emory every day and work at power plants and coal mines, and we have the same thing from Emory County people who come over here and work in Carbon County. Our communities are never going to survive, and I take that all the way down to the kids at all levels. We compete against each other. We compete with each other. If you look at all of our travel teams in baseball, basketball, whatever it is, you always have a mix of Emory and Carbon County kids on each one of those teams. Going back to before I played Helper American Legion baseball, you know, they had Emory County guys playing on that team. While I've coached the program, we've had Emory County boys come play for us. I've had Emory County kids come to my Carbon camps for basketball and baseball. It's about getting better. You know, I don't see it any different. I don't care where you're from or what color or religion or anything that you are. If you're willing to come in and work hard and give me your best, you're always going to get my best. And I want every one of these kids to move on in their lives and accomplish whatever goal they have. And it really doesn't matter to me what school they go to. I think it's great that we have these two schools so close together, and that they want to beat each other so bad because of that rivalry. And that's what you need in sports. You need something that gets you to step up every now and again. And, you know, and maybe this takes that to a different level with me coaching at both places. But, you know, rest assured, I know it may be a little hard on the kids at first, but they're going to get the best out of me, and my plan is to get the best out of them no matter what we're doing. And I think that's only going to make both programs and both of our communities stronger and a better place to be.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinneros, new head coach of the Emory High School basketball program. Coach, so with all that being said, now that you are the new head coach and you're leading this program, what's first? What do you do first?
Well, everything's in shambles right now, obviously, with the virus. I mean, we're still hanging on a thread that we have a baseball spring program where, you know, I would be coaching, you know, the Carbon baseball team, and we won't know that for another week. On if we're completely going to be done. We don't know about summer stuff. There's a lot of summer basketball camps that have been canceled. It's really kind of a trying time and maybe an unfortunate time to take over a new program because I don't know how much contact I'll be able to have with my basketball team at Emory High right now with having camps and whatnot canceled and things like that. So really, it's just going to, you know, time will play out and see what we're able to do right now. Are we done with baseball? Can I start to just focus on the basketball program that's going to be coming up, you know, next fall? Or are we going to continue to play baseball for a month or two? I really don't have those answers right now. I'm trying to wrap my head around just about everything from, you know, coaches calling me up wanting to know if I just want to go play a baseball game, you know, in a month with them or what. And so I'm hoping we can get back to some kind of, you know, normal life here in the future, and that we can go to some camps maybe this summer for basketball. I can get a chance to introduce myself to these kids and have them know who I am and what I expect out of them and get started with that. But, you know, right now that's kind of all up in the air.
I know that when you take over a program like Emory, the culture's already there, which makes it easier. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're talking about the boys or girls. You know, you're inheriting some kids that want to play the game of basketball, and that's got to be really relaxing from your perspective.
Yeah, these kids, I mean, they're going to come in ready to play. I mean, Coach Jeff's and his staff, that's what they did every year. Their guys are ready to play day one. And, you know, and that's not going to change this year at all, and it's not going to change in the future. That's the way, you know, I want my team to be. But the fact, knowing that these kids have been tested, they've been taught everything, you know, the fundamentals, and are going to come in ready to go. You know, it's just different. It's going to be different for them. You know, anytime you're a 16, 17, 18 year old kid and you get something thrown at you in the change department, you know, how do you handle that? I mean, as adults, I you know, sometimes we don't handle change very well, and so it's even harder as a kid sometimes. You know, I want them to be comfortable. You know, and obviously if any of them ones are listening to what we're talking about today, they can feel free to call me anytime. introduce themselves to me, ask me what, you know, they can be doing right now. I mean, you know, I'm open. I'm an open book. I always have been. I want them to be comfortable and know that I'm here for them. And I'm excited. I mean, they are going to come in ready to play. Obviously, we're going to have to get some time to implement some new things and what I want to do and get my coaching staff put together. But these guys, you know, we're not going to have to teach them how to walk and talk. I mean, they've been taught that already from a young age over there. They do a lot of basketball, a lot of travel league basketball. And it's exciting to step into a program that I feel is ready to play at any point in time.
When you talk about maybe implementing some new things or maybe getting rolling on some of the things that you want to do, if we talk about basketball philosophy, is it something that you have ingrained and you have a mindset of, okay, I want to implement this, or is it more based around what you have coming back as far as a talent and a skill set? I mean, have you given that much thought? And if so, what is it that you want to accomplish as far as on-the-court philosophy?
I really haven't given it a ton of thought, Jordan, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, every coach has his own philosophy about what he wants his team to look like and play like. And you know, for me, that's the way I was as a player. That's what I want my team to be. I mean, I shared the ball a lot as a player. You know, when needed to score, I would score. I prided myself on defense. You know, I mean, major aspects of the game is what I want my guys to focus on. I don't want guys who just want to be scorers and just play offense, and or for that matter, guys that just want to play defense. I want well-rounded players who want to be team guys, who are not afraid to share the ball, to do the dirty work when need be. You know, I mean, that's kind of what every coach wants their team to be like. I think it's up to you as a coach to have your team be that team. And, you know, sometimes that's the hardest part about being a coach is just getting your team to focus and be what you want them to be. And, you know, for me right now, that's what I'm looking at. I mean, I watched Emory County teams in the past, obviously coached against them for many years. I always looked at them and say, you know, that's how I was. I see guys diving on the floor, going after loose balls, not wanting to lose a jump ball or not wanting to lose a game or whatever it is. They're so competitive. And for me, that's what it's all about. And so a lot of those things have already been, you know, instilled in these kids. And it's my job to just keep perfecting those qualities they have. And obviously, you're going to change year to year based on the talent you have. You know, we've talked a lot. Between the two of us, you know, I've coached basketball a long time too, and just seems like I never had any size when I was a coach. We always had guys that were just smaller, and, you know, you always tried to get out and run because you had speed and not a lot of size. And you look over on Emory's side of the ball, they've always had great size. And it's awesome to be able to put a guy down on the block and know that you can get him the ball and he can probably score anytime he wants. So, you know, I'm hoping that size continues to come through the program. It'd be fun to coach some big men and have that opportunity. But, you know, if we don't and we go back to some small ball, you know, I know those kids are going to hustle and give you everything they have, and we'll adapt to that. But there's not a lot of things to change in this program. They're a winning program. I mean, their record and what they've done speaks for themselves. They're there every year at the end of the season competing for a title and pushing everybody to the max. And I, you know, that's not going to change for us. You know, maybe get over that hump a little bit and maybe try and win a few more state titles. That's everybody's goal all the time. But it's a winning program, and, you know, I just want to continue it on the same line it's on.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Once again, congratulations on being named head coach of the Emory Boys basketball program. I know we have plenty more conversations in the future, and it's always fun to chat with you.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.
We're going to break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're live from the Auto Farm Studios right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.